It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The choice couldn't be starker, Lee.
Yep.
Will Americans choose to burn America down or turn it around?
And then, of course,
you know, I was sitting here when they chose Tim Walz yesterday.
Right.
And, you know, popped up on the Fox screen.
Yeah.
And the first thing that I thought when I saw it was, wow, she can't get anyone to run with her.
Yes.
She can't get anybody else.
Yeah. You addressed that on your podcast yesterday, and I think that's an interesting perspective there.
Yeah. He is a, being generous here, tier two candidate.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that, I think that's being generous. Yeah.
This is a guy who's never had any buzz around him, never been floated as a national candidate in the way the others in the field had, because he's a tier two / tier three candidate. Yeah. No one else wanted to run. The first thought I thought that I can't think of, look at the guy, just look at him. But I didn't have the volume on at the time. He's unattractive, has no gravitas of any kind, looks very angry in all of his pictures. He is so reminiscent of that liberal stereotype of the angry old professor, angry old socialist professor who never can get anybody to understand his great ideas. And so he's perpetually angry and thinks everybody is beneath him. That's how he comes across.
Those great socialist ideas that never work.
That never work. And everybody else is actually not beneath him. He thinks he's smarter than everyone else. But actually, and he's angry because no one will listen to him. But in actuality, people are quite smart and understand these ideas don't work. Tim Walz is a guy who said yes the second they called because no one else wanted the job, because there is no way he's ever going to be able to run nationally any other way except by default, accidentally, this one time.
Yeah.
And what the second thought that popped into my mind after I saw his unattractive mug on this is as unattractive of a candidate as you could possibly pick, except for maybe Kamala, but for different reasons. The second thing I thought was, the internal polling's bad. They've all seen it. They don't want to run with her. And when you start going, I went backward yesterday through the reasons that the Democrats, these other, the tier ones, okay, the future of the party, don't want to run with her. Okay, headline, Politico. Why Roy Cooper didn't want to be vetted for vice president? Me? No, I don't want to be vice president. Nah, nobody does. Not said nobody ever.
No.
Okay, so Cooper is exactly what should have run with her, okay? From a swing state that he maybe could deliver for her. He's a Democrat who won in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Perceived as a moderate. He's not, but he has that reputation.
Had to govern against a Republican legislature.
Yes. Maybe could have put her in play in North Carolina. Maybe. And he doesn't want it. Now, listen to why he doesn't want it. Listen to this. He says, you know, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, who's running for governor, he said, well, you know, if I leave, he'll start acting like governor because there won't be a governor. And I got to stay and make sure he doesn't do that. Well, stay how long, Roy? Well, my term ends in 4 months.
Yeah. He's
how long? When's your term end, Roy? 4 months?
Yeah.
Okay. So you passed on the vice presidency, which I know you're assuring us you really did want. So you could hang out and watch Mark Robinson for 4 months? Said no one ever, right? Except somebody who's seen the internal polling on her. The polling they're showing us isn't real. That's what this says. This is the sign right here. They don't want to run with her. That's what happened here. Let's keep going. Gretchen Whitmer had no interest of any kind in finishing her governor's term out there in Michigan. Now, that had been a good get for Kamala, right? Very balanced. White woman, Michigan. She wins in Michigan, a state the Democrats are very worried about right now. Gretchen Whitmer didn't give a lick about finishing her term when she was sniffing around sending teams to D.C. when she thought there was going to be a blitz primary to replace Joe Biden, right? But all of a sudden, now that the gig on the table is Kamala Harris's running partner, she says she wants to finish her term as governor through 2026. Because, you know, she told the people she'd do that. I don't know where she was on that when she was sending teams to lobby for her to be president. That's an excuse. She don't want to run with Kamala. Andy Beshear, where'd he go? He's a Democrat who actually wins in Kentucky. There's some dumb voters in Kentucky. Man, they send us Andy Beshear and Mitch McConnell. Something wrong with those people. Anyway, Andy Beshear, a Democrat, actually manages to win in Kentucky. It's because of his daddy's legacy. It's a long story. But he's young, attractive, fakely moderate, and everything they're looking for, right? A bigger, better liar to convince the American people they don't actually believe what they actually believe. Andy Beshear, where'd he go? And I went and looked at him. I was like, well, he faded fat. Where'd he go? He didn't even go to sit for the interview in D.C. He quietly bowed out a week ago. So quietly, nobody noticed. Why? So it's not to embarrass her. Yeah. Right? Hurts a party. And Mark Kelly is, he just, where'd he go? I don't know. Too valuable. They're obviously saving him for later. This is a throwaway ticket.
So like keeping the powder dry on Kelly. Is that what you're saying? Yeah.
But he disappeared too.
Yeah.
He just sort of vanished. Why? They've all seen the internal polling. They're like, you know what? I'm busy. I got so much going on. I'm so sorry. I wish I could run with you. Yeah. But I can't. And so she had to obviously go into the second tier. And there's so many signs of that. I'm waiting for the audio on this. Somebody will be honest on one of the cable channels. And they're going to say this. Or somebody maybe on Fox News, some Democrat. Somebody's going to admit this. They all know it. Let me tell you why. Okay. These people, Gretchen Whitmer, state they desperately need Michigan. Nope, she's too busy. Roy Cooper, too busy. North Carolina, that is winnable by a Democrat. It is the right one. Mark Kelly, AWOL, Beshear disappears. And Shapiro, I can't figure this one out. Headline, Josh Shapiro backed out of the Kamala Veep stakes at the last minute. Well, yeah, but when your party is as anti-Semitic as it is, I mean, I don't know chicken before the egg there. I don't know if he was just saving face or what.
I'm not so sure he backed out as he was pushed out.
Was pushed out, whatever. Okay, that's really dumb. That puts this is a local talk radio show host in Pennsylvania. And he's saying, wow, okay, that was really dumb. You just put Pennsylvania significantly more in play.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the audio here. I don't know what I did with it. But he said, you know, you just put Pennsylvania significantly more in play than it was for Donald Trump. Because they could have really used the help there. So, I mean, this is really telling. Okay, but let's look at it. Like, let's pretend you and I are Democrats and we're popular Democrats. We're tier one. Oh, by the way, Gavin Newsom, guy who's been hanging around, like sniffing around for years. Hey, give me something national. Give it to me. Have you noticed? He's nowhere.
Yeah.
He didn't do an interview for her Veep, right? Way more attractive than Walls. I mean, if you're going to run with a radical liberal, might as well run with Gavin Newsom. He looks least attractive to the women of suburbs, right? Nope. He disappeared. Have you noticed? He is gone. AWOL. They don't want anything to do with her. They don't want their name even connected to, hey, she's considering me. That's how bad this is. And think about why this would be. It's been 17 days since she was immaculated.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And was announced after the coup as the Democrats' choice. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Democrats know she had a drop out of that primary before a single vote was cast. She was so unpopular. She couldn't even get the black vote. That's why she had to drop out at less than 3%. Right. And the margin of error was like 2-3% in most of these polls. Right. So she's like somewhere between 0-3%. Let's be optimistic and say 3%. So they know she already wasn't popular. And what have they seen? For now, 17 days since she announced she hasn't done a single interview, hasn't taken a single unscripted question, will only go places like the RuPaul drag show where no questions are asked, and she could control it for 17 days. That's supposed to be your honeymoon, Lee. You're supposed to be doing as many interviews as possible, especially if you're a Democrat, because they're going to be friendly. They're going to try to help you. And she hasn't even done that because she can't handle it. Her handlers know it, and she knows it, or she'd be out there. And the Democrats know it too, and there isn't the one of them that wanted to run with her, and it shows how weak she is. What do you think?
I just hope you're right. That's
yeah, no, weird things can happen. You see, here's the thing. She's weak, but they have done the work on the ground.
Yeah.
They have this amazing app they're using. We have nothing like it. This app is the scariest damn thing I've ever seen. I actually gave them my information, pretended I was a Democrat the first time somebody sent it to me. And what it does, it contacts you if you're a Democrat voter, says, hey, you want to help, you know, the Democrats. This is, by the way, they've been running this app for over a year. Want to help the Democrats? Cool. Mm-hmm. Hey, can you give us access to your contacts and tell us who you think, you know, basically would be persuadable voter for us?
Yeah.
And so you give them access to the contacts, and then you just check next to all your friends and family. And they take all that information and begin calling them to register and to turn out. And what this app does functionally is, as we get close to the election and during election time, they're going to know if all of these people have voted. They will have you hound them to both register and to vote and to turn out. It is an amazing thing. We don't have anything like it. We haven't even bothered. Lara Trump, God bless her, is trying to catch up now that we have Big Fat Ron out of the way. But Ronna McDaniel just, I mean, and Trump believed, and this is, again, why I supported Ron DeSantis. I just wanted a ground game. Trump believed that we didn't need to worry about things like that. And so the amazing machine that Trump swept into office on, it was built after the defeat of Mitt Romney, right, where the party had come to Jesus and realized, you know, we need to have the technology that Democrats have. And we had a heck of a voter turnout and registration machine. Trump dismantled the whole thing. Didn't want to spend money on it. And the reason he did that was because he was the best that had ever been, the GOAT, at winning hits and clicks. That's how he beat Hillary, 10-1, hits and clicks. Free media, right? But when you sign an executive order allowing the deep state to censor you, as he did, and then Biden re-ups it, and they use that executive order to kick you off Twitter, that strategy ain't going to work anymore. You got to do it the old-fashioned way. You got to get on the ground. You got to register. Got to turn out. I mean, look, let me just give you an example from this week, okay? This is why she is not popular, but this is why this could work for them, okay? Scott Pressler, God, thank God for Scott Pressler. Scott Pressler, young, gay, white male, in an old beat-up truck, has assembled a team and is going state to state to state registering people because he realized the Republican Party wasn't doing it. And freaked out. And he has registered hundreds of thousands of people with his team across swing states and some other purples. And Scott Pressler earlier this week was at, he you know what he does? He either goes personally or puts a booth at Trump rallies because he's discovered 13% of the people there aren't registered to vote. Let that sink in. They're coming to you and you're not registering them to vote. And so he sits at the Trump rallies to register people because the Trump team isn't doing it. That's their end. That's all they've got, plus the fraud, to beat us on the ground. And we left it wide open for them. And you could drive a truck through it. So we've got the money now to build this, but is it too late? I don't know. But the good news is I didn't realize how weak she was until yesterday. She is far weaker than even I thought she was. They don't even want to be associated with her, that whole top tier of Democrat candidates. So we got that going for us. Thank God.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Okay, so it very clear the rest of the field dropped out. Walls was all that was left, and that's why she had to take him. She couldn't get anyone else. They didn't want to run with her. Just went through how the top tier of Democrat candidates all bowed out of the race. From Roy Cooper, who's like, well, I got to finish my term out. How long's your term, bud? 4 months? 4 months? Yeah, I'd love to be vice president, but I don't have time. Roy Cooper, of course, is the Democrat governor of North Carolina. They don't want to be seen with her. They don't want to be tarred with her. What does that tell us? What do we know? They're going to cheat. They're going to cheat in swing states. Look, they didn't have the cybersecurity agency, CISA, build an app in June of 2020, specifically with your tax dollars, specifically to censor mentions of absentee ballot fraud for no reason. Oh, they built it because they do absentee ballot fraud. That's what they do. We had years to stop them and we didn't. We didn't clean those rolls. We didn't get the what I call dead registrations off. It's literally the dead, but it's also people who've moved. They're very easy to get off the rolls if you change the law because they have to forward their mail. So we can just go get their mail forwarding, figure out where they live, get them off the rolls. And Democrats vote for them. That's what they do. So the question for Democrats becomes, how many votes can you manufacture that way across the swing states? They don't have to do it in every state. They have to do it across really four states. How many can you manufacture? 2% of the vote? That's high. You're taking a risk. You go to 3? That's high. You get into landslide territory for Trump, they're in trouble, and they know it. Anything else, they can handle. Anything else, they'll print to ballots like they did last time in New York, drive them down to Pennsylvania, driver goes in the back of the truck. He's still telling the story. There's ballots in here. Dropped them off at the Board of Elections. They came from New York. Yeah, they were filled out. They got another problem, folks, and I've been meaning to talk to you about this. This is a big problem. They don't know what to do about it, okay? There's a lot going for us. There's a lot going against us. A lot going for us. Could go either way. Last time, never forget the power of this. The FBI had absolute Stalinist iron fist grip on social media. They did. They had control of Twitter. They had control of Facebook. They had control of Instagram. They had back doors in all three. We know that. That's fact. It's indisputable. We know that from Missouri v. Biden, which was heard before the Supreme Court. They don't have Twitter now. And Twitter, remember, was supposed to crash and burn from the unpopularity of free speech. Remember, they told us, hey, Twitter's going to die. Nobody wanted this stupid free speech. They wanted Democrats to tell them what to say. And the FBI, it turned out to be true. Twitter is now the number one most downloaded news app on Earth. Oops. Problem. And if you spend any time on Twitter, I could tell you what the media is going to be talking about a week from now, 3 days from now, 2 days from now, because it's what's trending on Twitter. So you're going to have all these people on the ground, all these people in boards of elections who will be allowed to say true things now, unless they arrest or assassinate Elon Musk or something. And I say that because somebody has tried to kill him with pretty regular frequency. It happens about every 2 to 3 months. He survives an assassination attempt. So assuming he's still at the helm and running things, they're going to have a hard time pulling this out. They have got to be very careful about their voter fraud this time. It could be exposed. It could be exposed. And just having the federal government create an algorithm to censor absentee ballot fraud is not going to be enough if Elon Musk isn't willing to run it in the background on social media. This is a problem for them. They're running with a historically unpopular ticket. They are. And so when I saw Walls yesterday, I went, wow. My first thought, the internal polling is so much worse than I even imagined. And think about it, folks. We've never seen this before, okay? That's what the Battleground America podcast is about. Things we've never seen before in the world or in the country. We have never seen a candidate in what is supposed to be her honeymoon period, 17 days. Okay, if you're a Democrat, you're running around, you are doing all the interviews, all the FaceTime that you can, Everybody loves you. They're coordinating you. They're asking softball questions. You know how it's done. You've seen it. Rush used to call it immaculation. They would immaculate their candidates, make them almost holy. I love that word. Immaculate their candidates. She doesn't want the immaculation. Are you kidding me? That's how weak she is. She can, if you watch her video online, she can't end paragraphs without breaking into that laughter, even when it's wildly inappropriate. This is how she ended up, remember, being asked about children drowning in the Rio Grande, and the end of her sentence, she was cackling like a witch. It was wildly inappropriate, but she does that at the end of every paragraph. Doesn't matter if she's talking about dead kids or inflation. They can't put her on TV. They can't. They know it. Not even during the immaculation. Look at Tim Walz. Look at him. You want to run with him? She didn't. You didn't even hear his name till the end. Why, everybody else said, wow, I'm busy. Sorry. And Josh Shapiro, I can't quite figure out. I think that she thought, well, because they've got to win Michigan. They've got to win Pennsylvania. The Democrats absolutely must win those. And I think she thought, well, that'll give me Pennsylvania, but I'm going to lose Michigan. And she well might have, because of the virulent anti-Semitism in that party. And Van Jones, acolyte of Obama, travels in those circles, commentator on CNN, actually admitted it. Yeah, we didn't pick him because we got a problem with anti-Semitism in our party. Weird, you know, so did the Nazis. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it means. Here's Van Jones.
But you also have anti-Semitism that has gotten marbled into this party. You can be for the Palestinians without being an anti-Jewish bigot, but there are some anti-Jewish bigots out there. And there's some disquiet now, and there has to be. How much of what just happened is caving into some of these darker parts in the party? So that's going to have to get worked out. It's going to have to get talked regard. But
so this is what you call, this is what you call an unforced error. She had to pick him because nobody else wanted to run. And Josh Shapiro is Jewish, so that's a problem for the Democrats, not for normal people. And so all the others bowed out. And I went through each one. This is the story that would be told if it had happened to Trump. And I went through, if you're just tuning in, how Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, Roy Cooper, Andy Beshear, the A-team, the top tier of the Democrat Party, all went, I'm busy, sorry, gotta go. Quietly bowed out. This is what she was left with. You can debate whether he's a national, a second tier candidate. I think that's generous. I think he's third tier. This is a guy whose name has never been floated, because he had no national future. This is the only chance he will ever get to run nationally or to be recognized nationally in any way. He's that weak, because everybody else said no. And the most hilarious, again, was Roy Cooper, who is the governor of North Carolina. He said, you know, I got to finish out my term because, you know, I don't want Mark Robinson, you know, getting uppity and taking over. He's lieutenant governor. So if Cooper vacated, then he would become the acting governor. Well, for how long? Cooper doesn't say, because it's only 4 months. He didn't want to be anywhere near her. He didn't want to be associated with her, so much so he pulled out a couple weeks ago. Nobody noticed. Why? The media made sure you didn't notice. They didn't want to run with her. Which tells me the internal polling is bad. And she's behind by a larger amount than the amount of manufactured ballots they can comfortably manufacture in these swing states out of blue areas, at a big blue voting centers. And again, they're not going to be able to do what they did last time very easily, which was, remember, simultaneously shut down in the middle of the night. You saw it. I was up. I'll never forget as long as I live. Brett Baer came on. Fox News said, hey, he's won North Carolina and Florida. Historically, he's got an 80% chance of winning. I thought, good. It felt good. You know, went to the kitchen, made a snack. I came back in the first of the swing states, big voting centers shut down. And then the second, and then the third, and then the fourth, and then the fifth, almost simultaneous. Sometimes there was an excuse of a leak. Other times they just shut down. We'd later find out on the ground, they sent law enforcement in to eject the Republican poll watchers. Just eject them. throw them all out. In some cases, like Georgia, everybody got thrown out, including the media. And we know what happened next. When they reopened, Joe Biden was ahead. Well, we're wise to that now. And I think, I hope, I pray these Republican polls, because if I was one of the Republican poll watchers, you'd have to remove me physically at that point. You'd have to, you would have to carry me out in cuffs. I wouldn't go. And we're going to need them to do that. And that's hard for a person who's never been in the spotlight to do. We're going to need them to do that. But they're worried because we know the deal now. And we pretend we don't, but we know it's going to be harder this time. Simultaneously having all the swing states shut down again, starting at around midnight for 3 to 5 hours, and then having Kamala come up ahead after it closes with Trump ahead, it's going to be hard to pull that off again, especially with Twitter and the FBI can't censor it. So they got that whole problem, okay? So she's got, how she polls internally is important. They can help her a little. They probably can get her 1 to 2, maybe 3% of the vote they can manufacture. They can't go beyond that. Not safely. Without risking the entire operation. And her running with him is a disaster for her. She was trying to, well, her campaign was, they won't let her talk to anyone. She was trying to move to the middle. He moves her back to the left. And I mean bigly. I mean like shockingly to the left. Because this guy, here's Joe Concha this morning, Fox News.
Whole blocks were burned to the ground, $500 million in damage. The police precinct was burned to the ground. Yeah. It looked like the Nakatomi Plaza at the end of Die Hard. So yeah, these are all things that you can't spin away from, but the New York Times, they're going to do their best, that's for sure.
Well, listen, there are a lot of reporters here at Fox News who would love to question Tim Walz on his...
Yeah, he's never going to answer those questions. So here's what happened. In 2020, Governor Tim Walz, Minnesota, deliberately waited an additional 24 hours before signing an executive order to send the National Guard into St. Paul. That led to George Floyd rioters burn down the police station to the ground, plus more than 1,500 businesses and $500 million in damage. And his wife loved it. Oh, you're going to hear this clip so many times. She thought this was the coolest thing. Here she is describing the wonder of riots and other people's businesses burning. Because what do you care? You've never owned a business. You've never had a real job in your life.
I would say those first days, you know, when there were riots, I could smell the burning tires. And that was a very real thing. And I kept the windows open for as long as I could because I felt like that was such a touchstone of what was happening.
She wanted to smell the burning tires. Now, remember the scandal, I don't know if you remember this, around how that happened. Because Walz's daughter is a liberal activist, which means she's, you know, with the people who burn things. So she had inside information on when he would deploy the National Guard. And she told them when he would deploy the National Guard. So that let them get good and out there and burn stuff down without a lot of fear. That's who this woman is. That's who her husband is. That's who his daughter is. They are not normal. This is not normal. Even Democrats, and look, many Democrat voters, their leadership is evil, but mostly they're uninformed. They're good-hearted people who are uninformed. And if you go and ask them about things like this, they'll be like, no, I don't want to hurt some innocent person's business. I don't want to burn 1,500 businesses to the ground. I bet you they'd tell you that. I bet you they'd tell you that. All right, coming up on the show is fully loaded. We're learning the FBI got the Pakistani assassin sent by Iran. Well, today's Battleground America podcast is going to be fully loaded. So, yeah. So this guy, the latest assassin, was wandering around while they were unsecuring Trump's rallies in increasingly shocking ways. We're finding out so much news today. All of it coming up. All the chips are on the table, folks, because the choice is clear. We're going to burn America to the ground, literally. Or are we going to turn it around? American people get a chance to decide. They get a chance to decide. And folks, I got to tell you what. I think that a lot of us are thinking, okay, well, we'll get to Election Day and, you know, hopefully Trump will win. And then, you know, it's going to be fine. You know, we only have a couple more months of this. This craziness where anything could happen. This craziness where you have whistleblowers, the Secret Service sending emails to the entire uniformed division saying, listen, Trump is in mortal danger as long as these four top leaders don't resign and still are in place because they're so corrupt. God, that's like something out of Venezuela. And that letter went out last week, right? So I think a lot of us feel like, hey, we're going to breathe a sigh of relief once the election's over. No. Again, when you have a long-term Secret Service sniper sending out emails warning, there will be another assassination attempt within 30 days. The top leaders have to go or he's not going to survive. Folks, he's got to get to Inauguration Day alive. And then he's got to get inaugurated. This thing, the election is just the first road bump for Trump with these people. And we saw that with Jamie Raskin on a podcast. This is the guy who led Trump's impeachment in the House, because then Democrats control the House. He's a Democrat. And now we know why he did, because the plan was always to use the 14th Amendment to take him out, even if the voters elected him. And he plain as day said that.
And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
That's right. You want to talk about radical. That is one of the most radical things I've ever heard anybody say. Anybody who wasn't Tim Walz or Kamala Harris, I mean. Oh, okay. Good luck with that, Representative Raskin. You have to win the House back to do that. But Katie barred the door if they do. So this just gives you an idea of how emboldened they are by their desperation. Because let me tell you what, folks. Everything you're seeing right now, how crazy this is getting, the unsecuring and insecuring of Trump's rally deliberately, the denial of the sniper team setting Trump up the way they did, the stuff we're learning now, that's only the beginning. Why is this happening? Does a party that's winning act like this? Does a deep state that's winning act like this? They don't. They're desperate. Because we're winning. We're winning the hearts and minds, but their desperation makes them dangerous. And this is going to be a heck of a ride to Inauguration Day.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
So this is what you call an unforced error. She had to pick him because nobody else wanted to run. And Josh Shapiro is Jewish, so that's a problem. For the Democrats, not for normal people. And so all the others bowed out, And I went through each one. This is the story that would be told if it had happened to Trump. And I went through, if you're just tuning in, how Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, Roy Cooper, Andy Beshear, the A-team, the top tier of the Democrat Party, all went, I'm busy, sorry, gotta go. Quietly bowed out. This is what she was left with. You can debate whether he's a national, a second tier candidate. I think that's generous. I think he's third tier. This is a guy whose name has never been floated because he had no national future. This is the only chance he will ever get to run nationally or to be recognized nationally in any way. He's that weak because everybody else said no. And the most hilarious, again, was Roy Cooper, who is the governor of North Carolina. He said, you know, I got to finish out my term because, you know, I don't want Mark Robinson, you know, getting uppity and taking over. He's lieutenant governor. So if Cooper vacated, then he would become the acting governor. Well, for how long? Cooper doesn't say because it's only 4 months. He didn't want to be anywhere near her. He didn't want to be associated with her so much so he pulled out a couple weeks ago. Nobody noticed. Why? The media made sure you didn't notice. They didn't want to run with her. Which tells me the internal polling is bad. And she's behind by a larger amount than the amount of manufactured ballots they can comfortably manufacture in these swing states out of blue areas, out of big blue voting centers. And again, they're not going to be able to do what they did last time very easily, which was, remember, simultaneously shut down in the middle of the night. You saw it. I was up. I'll never forget as long as I live. Brett Baer came on. Fox News said, hey, he's won North Carolina and Florida. Historically, he's got an 80% chance of winning. I thought, good. It felt good. You know, went to the kitchen. Made a snack. I came back in the first of the swing states. Big voting centers shut down. And then the second, and then the third, and then the fourth, and then the fifth. Almost simultaneous. Sometimes there was an excuse of a leak. Other times they just shut down. We'd later find out on the ground they sent law enforcement in to eject the Republican poll watchers. Just eject them. Throw them all out. In some cases, like Georgia, everybody got thrown out, including the media. And we know what happened next. When they reopened, Joe Biden was ahead. Well, we're wise to that now. And I think, I hope, I pray these Republican polls, because if I was one of the Republican poll watchers, you'd have to remove me physically at that point. You would have to carry me out in cuffs. I wouldn't go. And we're going to need them to do that. And that's hard for a person who's never been in the spotlight to do. We're going to need them to do that. But they're worried because we know the deal now. And we pretend we don't, but we know it's going to be harder this time. Simultaneously having all the swing states shut down again, starting at around midnight for 3 to 5 hours, and then having Kamala come up ahead after it closes with Trump ahead, it's going to be hard to pull that off again, especially with Twitter and the FBI can't censor it. So they got that whole problem, okay? So she's got, how she polls internally is important. They can help her a little. They probably can get her 1 to 2, maybe 3% of the vote they can manufacture. They can't go beyond that. Not safely, without risking the entire operation. And her running with him is a disaster for her. She was trying to, well, her campaign was, they won't let her talk to anyone. She was trying to move to the middle. He moves her back to the left. And I mean, bigly. I mean, like, shockingly to the left. Because this guy, here's Joe Concha this morning. Fox News.
Whole blocks were burned to the ground. $500 million in damage. The police precinct was burned to the ground. Yeah. It looked like the Nakatomi Plaza at the end of Die Hard. So, yeah, these are all things that you can't spin away from. But the New York Times, they're going to do their best. That's for sure.
Well, listen, there are a lot of reporters here at Fox News who would love to question Tim Walz on his.
Yeah, he's never going to answer those questions. So here's what happened in 2020. Governor Tim Walz, Minnesota, deliberately waited an additional 24 hours before signing an executive order to send the National Guard into St. Paul. That led to George Floyd rioters burn down the police station to the ground, plus more than 1,500 businesses and $500 million in damage. And his wife loved it. Oh, you're going to hear this clip so many times. She thought this was the coolest thing. Here she is describing the wonder of riots and other people's businesses burning. Because what do you care? You've never owned a business. You've never had a real job in your life.
I would say those first days, you know, when there were riots, I could smell the burning tires. And that was a very real thing. And I kept the windows open for as long as I could because I felt like that was such a touchstone of what was happening.
She wanted to smell the burning tires. Now, remember the scandal? I don't know if you remember this, around how that happened. Because Wall's daughter is a liberal activist, which means she's, you know, with the people who burn things. So she had inside information on when he would deploy the National Guard. And she told them when he would deploy the National Guard. So that let them get good and out there and burn stuff down without a lot of fear. That's who this woman is. That's who her husband is. That's who his daughter is. They are not normal. This is not normal. Even Democrats, and look, many Democrat voters, their leadership is evil, but mostly they're uninformed. They're good-hearted people who are uninformed. And if you go and ask them about things like this, they'll be like, no, I don't want to hurt some innocent person's business. I don't want to burn 1,500 businesses to the ground. I bet you they'd tell you that. I bet you they'd tell you that. All right, coming up on the show, is fully loaded. We're learning the FBI got the Pakistani assassin sent by Iran. Well, today's Battleground America podcast is going to be fully loaded. So, yeah, this guy, the latest assassin, was wandering around while they were unsecuring Trump's rallies in increasingly shocking ways. We're finding out so much news today, all of it coming up. All the chips are on the table, folks, because the choice is clear. We're going to burn America to the ground, literally, or are we going to turn it around? American people get a chance to decide. They get a chance to decide. And folks, I got to tell you what. I think that a lot of us are thinking, okay, well, we'll get to Election Day and, you know, hopefully Trump will win. And then, you know, it's going to be fine. You know, we only have a couple more months of this. This craziness where anything could happen. This craziness where you have whistleblowers, the Secret Service sending emails to the entire uniformed division saying, listen, Trump is in mortal danger as long as these four top leaders don't resign and still are in place because they're so corrupt. God, that's like something out of Venezuela. And that letter went out last week, right? So I think a lot of us feel like, hey, we're going to breathe a sigh of relief once the election's over. No. Again, when you have a long-term Secret Service sniper sending out emails warning there will be another assassination attempt within 30 days. The top leaders have to go or he's not going to survive. Folks, he's got to get to Inauguration Day alive. And then he's got to get inaugurated. This thing, the election is just the first road bump for Trump with these people. And we saw that with Jamie Raskin on a podcast. This is the guy who led Trump's impeachment in the House, because then Democrats control the House. He's a Democrat. And now we know why he did, because the plan was always to use the 14th Amendment to take him out, even if the voters elected him. And he plain as day said that.
And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand, as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherrilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
That's right. You want to talk about radical? That is one of the most radical things I've ever heard anybody say. Anybody who wasn't Tim Walz or Kamala Harris, I mean. Oh, okay. Good luck with that, Representative Raskin. You have to win the House back to do that. But Katie barred the door if they do. So this just gives you an idea of how emboldened they are by their desperation. Because let me tell you what, folks. Everything you're seeing right now, how crazy this is getting, the unsecuring and insecuring of Trump's rally deliberately, the denial of the sniper team setting Trump up the way they did, the stuff we're learning now, that's only the beginning. Why is this happening? Does a party that's winning act like this? Does a deep state that's winning act like this? They don't. They're desperate because we're winning. We're winning the hearts and minds, but their desperation makes them dangerous. And this is going to be a heck of a ride to Inauguration Day. All the chips are on the table, folks, because the choice is clear. We're going to burn America to the ground, literally. Or are we going to turn it around? American people get a chance to decide. They get a chance to decide. And folks, I got to tell you what. I think that a lot of us are thinking, okay, well, we'll get to Election Day and, you know, hopefully Trump will win. And then, you know, it's going to be fine. You know, we only have a couple more months of this. This craziness where anything could happen. This craziness where you have whistleblowers, the Secret Service sending emails to the entire uniformed division saying, listen, Trump is in mortal danger as long as these four top leaders don't resign and still are in place because they're so corrupt. God, that's like something out of Venezuela. And that letter went out last week, right? So I think a lot of us feel like, hey, we're going to breathe a sigh of relief once the election's over. No. Again, when you have a long-term Secret Service sniper sending out emails warning, there will be another assassination attempt within 30 days. The top leaders have to go or he's not going to survive. Folks, he's got to get to Inauguration Day alive. And then he's got to get inaugurated. This thing, the election is just the first road bump for Trump with these people. And we saw that with Jamie Raskin on a podcast. This is the guy who led Trump's impeachment in the House because then Democrats control the House. He's a Democrat. And now we know why he did, because the plan was always to use the 14th Amendment to take him out even if the voters elected him. And he plain as day said that.
And the greatest example going on right now before our very eyes is Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which they're just disappearing with a magic wand as if it doesn't exist, even though it could not be clearer what it's stating. And so, you know, they want to kick it to Congress. So it's going to be up to us on January 6, 2025 to tell the rampaging Trump mobs that he's disqualified. And then we need bodyguards for everybody and civil war conditions, all because the nine justices, not all of them, but these justices who have not many cases to look at every year, not that much work to do, a huge staff, great protection, simply do not want to do their job and interpret what the great 14th Amendment means. And I'm glad that Sherilyn's creating her new center so we can bring that.
That's right. You want to talk about radical? That is one of the most radical things I've ever heard anybody say. Anybody who wasn't Tim Walz or Kamala Harris, I mean. Oh, okay. Good luck with that, Representative Raskin. You have to win the House back to do that. But Katie barred the door if they do. So this just gives you an idea of how emboldened they are by their desperation. Because let me tell you what, folks. Everything you're seeing right now, how crazy this is getting, the unsecuring and insecuring of Trump's rally deliberately, the denial of the sniper team setting Trump up the way they did, the stuff we're learning now, that's only the beginning. Why is this happening? Does a party that's winning act like this? Does a deep state that's winning act like this? They don't. They're desperate because we're winning. We're winning the hearts and minds, but their desperation makes them dangerous. And this is going to be a heck of a ride to Inauguration Day.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.